simply means that we are not doing anything to really address the real challenges that the economy is facing. We are not really focusing on expanding the sources of revenue for government. For instance, if you look at Zimbabwe, we have got a very unusual situation whereby out of the four normal pillars that government usually uses to raise revenue, such as external aid assistance, deficit financing, such as reprioritization and enhancing the efficiency of expenditures, we are currently standing on one leg, which is domestic resource mobilization. In other words, we are just relying on taxation. So if you look at the economy, with the deindustrialization, with the collapse of industry and the loss of many jobs, the fiscal base has actually been diminishing over time.
What can be done to address this problem?
Well, the first thing that we have to do is to go back to our so-called fiscal space diamond, which has got four pillars that I've highlighted. Currently, since 1999, Zimbabwe has not been able to leverage overseas development assistance because we defaulted on our debt payments and also on our arrears clearance. So in essence, therefore, we are not getting any new lines of credit from the international community, and in particular, our relationship with the multilateral agencies such as the IMF, the World Bank, and the Africa Development Bank, which basically are assisting other countries to raise new lines of credit, are not available at the moment in Zimbabwe. So in essence, we need to re-engage the international community, and in particular, the multilateral institutions.